This is Quiet Fire, a program about the spiritual life of Abraham Lincoln and its relevance to us today. Welcome. This is Duncan Newcomer. Here's a Lincoln quote for you. Dixie, one of the best tunes I've ever heard. So that's Lincoln on the evening that General Robert E. Lee had surrendered the Confederate cause. Crowds gathered at the White House demanding Lincoln. A cheer went up when his son, Tad, appeared at a second-story window waving a Confederate flag. Lincoln finally relented, but hating to give off-the-cuff remarks, he begged the crowd to wait for his more thoughtful words later. Then, on an impulse, he asked the military band to play Dixie. He joked that now the tune belonged as a, quote, lawful prize to the whole nation. We finally captured it, he quipped, and said he'd asked his attorney general for an opinion on the legality of that. Lincoln did not despise the South. He was, as his old friends said, a very poor hater. And this is a remarkable piece of theater here. Lincoln and his son taking symbols of the South and reinterpreting them, redefining them, neutralizing them. This was adroit leadership, good for the future. The South was full of future renegade guerrilla fighters. The sooner peaceful unity was established, the better for everyone. But it is more than a brilliant symbolic move, one that contemporary image makers might envy. It was a good thing, having the Southern song Dixie played, for another reason. Closer to the heart of Lincoln's spiritual life, it was a moment of joy. Joy has a religious root that differs from the secular pursuit of happiness. Joy is not to be pursued. It is often the highest human emotion in the spiritual journey, a journey often of serious burden and tragedy. There is a cluster of positive spiritual words representing joy, the momentary bursts of light in the midst of darkness, astonishment, bliss, blessing, beatitude. These are among the catalog of our especially good moments in time. They are not meant to last, more like bubbles of light that float or even just disappear. In the spiritual life of Lincoln, it is a mistake to only think of his melancholy or tragic sorrow. His depth has more authenticity because of the light he could experience. His sadness and his agony were spiritual, as was his joy. People said that when Lincoln smiled, a light radiated throughout his face, transforming everything. You can imagine his smile at asking, as he did at two different times, for Dixie to be played. It wasn't even originally a Southern song in the first place, but that's another story. So let us also, in the light of joy, in moments, find ourselves lighted down in honor and history, even to the latest generation. This is Duncan Newcomer, and this has been Quiet Fire, the spiritual life of Abraham Lincoln.